This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 443 for Wednesday, June 19th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was slightly lower Wednesday morning in thin and choppy trade. Canola 90 cents to $1.60 lower, July down $1.60 at $607.80 per ton. New crop November down $1 now at $625.10. Prices had moved higher overnight, seeing some follow-through buying as markets continue to recover just above nearby lows. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were both up on the day, providing spillover support. But markets in the U.S. are closed for the Juneteenth holiday, and the lack of direction from the soy complex is limiting activity in the canola market and could lead to some volatility. Large old crop supplies and relatively favorable weather conditions across the prairies remain bearish. Canola seeding was 96% complete in Manitoba, according to the latest provincial crop report. The most advanced fields were bolting, while reseeding was required in some areas due to flea beetle damage. Over in Germany, the rapeseed crop there was estimated at 3.9 million tons. That would be down by about 8% on the year. Soybean and corn futures in Chicago were both stronger yesterday, while U.S. wheat markets were weaker. Midwestern weather conditions should be at the forefront of the trade when activity resumes tonight. Soybeans were stronger yesterday, up 16 cents in the July contract at $11.74 per bushel, but new crop November lagging only up 2 cents at $11.32 per bushel. Fund positioning will be another feature in addition to the weather-related trade. Corn futures up 6 cents in July yesterday at an even $4.50 per bushel. Farmers in Brazil are moving ahead with the harvest of their second corn crop, with the activity in the South America also being watched by corn traders. Wheat futures, they were pressured by chart-based selling and the advancing U.S. winter wheat harvest yesterday. Minneapolis spring wheat down 5 cents in July at $6.32 per bushel. Kansas City also 5 cents lower in July at $6.75. Chicago soft wheat 9 cents lower in July at $5.82 per bushel. Rains in some dry regions of Ukraine and Russia are taking some of the weather premium out of the wheat market. Russian forecasters actually upped their call on the country's wheat crop for the first time in weeks, revising the estimate from 81.5 million now at 82 million tons. That would still be down sharply on the year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, June 19th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.